This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight.
Joe Biggs is pretty excited about this IED that went off, and there's almost no news coverage of it. Was it part of a drill? I noticed they've done local stuff to terrorize the public that I've seen, and then they announce it like it's real, but I haven't seen that happen in a while. Could this be a terror attack that got covered up? We know they said a San Bernardino was workplace violence. He's going to pop in coming up at the start of the next segment, and then I'm going to burrow into the news I haven't gotten into yet. And boy, there is a lot of it militarily. Also, what's happening in Democrat-controlled areas like Chicago with huge homicide explosion rate. But right now, let's go to Terry in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Terry. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'll get right into it. I'm a new listener. I've been listening about 3 weeks. I've listened to Rush and Hannity and Beck and these guys for years. And I got to tell you, within the first hour, basically, because I'm looking for truth, that I started listening to you guys, I knew I was onto something here. And when I heard Beck this morning talking about the unification of the talk radio show host on the right, these guys should be taking lessons from you guys, because you guys really, you're out there. When I mean out there, people are starving and looking for truth, absolutely. And that's why your show is gaining and gaining and gaining. And again, I'm just saying this. It's just fantastic to have you folks out there.
I don't infight, but when I am attacked, I have to defend myself if I think it rises to that level. Glenn Beck was a liberal talk show host, and he basically took my show, and I've talked to people that worked in his operation high level, and created kind of a neocon version of it, which is fine. But then he wanted to get rid of the real Alex Jones, and so I've had stations that they've said, you know, don't carry Alex Jones, you can't have our show, and I've had him talk about me and say horrible lies about me. And then now he wants to run. When he was at Fox News, he tried to boss everybody around. He tried to say he was in control. I've talked to some of the biggest names in talk radio who are nice people, but are on short leashes and are being threatened, and they say Beck literally thinks he's God. I mean, he thinks he's Christ. That's why he's talking about running to Israel and being like a cult leader. I mean, next it'll be, you know, the Hail Bop stuff. I mean, I'm serious, you know. Wear the black Nike tennis shoes. And I'm not being mean. The guy, it's even in mainstream news, he's like a cult leader. We're not running a cult here. You know, if somebody gives Glenn Beck the wrong pin at his office, he reportedly blows up. I've had that from, I mean, I got people around here that have been on Beck's show, been around him. And I just wish the guy well. I wish he'd come to reality. But, yeah. If mainline conservative talk show host wanted to save the country, they would look at what we're covering, what we're doing. And a lot of them have gone that direction. Nori, on his own, because he's a smart guy, has taken that show from all UFOs to only 20% UFOs. We're influencing the X-Files to get, you know, into more serious topics. I'll talk about that coming up. Pretty good episode last night. And we are having an effect, but it's just because we're outside the box and they aren't. Michael Savage is just as smart as we are, or smarter. He doesn't need to listen to us and know what's going on. He gets it. So I think, really, if you want to get down to who's truly willing to talk about the full spectrum, it's this show and Michael Savage. And then that's it, on a big national scale. And we're limited to like 170 affiliates, which sounds big, but compared to Limbaugh 600, we are on terrestrial radio. It's great people. We reach a lot of folks. A lot of them are small stations. We do dominate on the Internet. We're bigger than Limbaugh and Beck and all of them combined when it comes to the Internet. And we're growing exponentially. You know, Matt Drudge has talked about the fact that he has a choice to listen to Rush Limbaugh or Alex Jones. And, you know, he started listening to me, I guess, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and he listened for 1 week and made the switch to Alex Jones. But I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh. I wish there was somebody much better than me that could wake everybody up and could also take all the heat, because this is a war here. I mean, what I'm doing is dead serious. Terry, I don't want to cut you short. Stay there. I'm going to come back and let you finish up after Joe Biggs talks, then Tommy, Ron, Libby, Mike, and everybody. We're going to your calls straight ahead. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. The system's doing everything they can to try to block those URLs. Get that info out. It's an information war.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and yeah, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
We're all about breaking the law, breaking the Constitution.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
And that's what it's all about. We're going to continue with your phone calls throughout the hour and a ton of news and clips we haven't gotten to yet. If you just joined us, Donald Trump came out yesterday, as Trump Insider Friday said he would do, and called for auditing the private, run-for-profit, foreign-owned, predominantly Federal Reserve. He also said that he would basically indict and have a criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton. In fact, let me just go to Drudge and give you the exact headline. I'll prosecute Hillary as president. Close quote. That's Washington Examiner. That is a big, big, big deal. Now, Joe Biggs is investigating something that is only in the local news so far, and we're going to be talking about this with him here in just a moment. But the reason we're looking at this is they said San Bernardino was not a terror attack, and it turned out the FBI was ordered to keep saying that. The shooting, the bombs, all of it. We know there have been a bunch of attacks at military bases and at Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force recruiting centers. We know that Americans have been targeted overseas as well. We know that there have been a bunch of attacks in France where it would say theater attacked and other shootings and killings, but it wouldn't even hardly be on the news. It'd just be, and six other events or nine other events. So they're very good with these Islamists coming in to cover up the rapes, to cover up the attacks. Now, in my experience, sometimes the feds do urban warfare drills and will detonate what they claim is a pipe bomb, but it's a simulant. Like the U.S. Embassy in other countries, they do this too. And then they'll say later, the British embassy got caught in the U.S. throwing a flashbang up against its own window and blowing it out. And that was because people inside felt like they didn't have enough security. So sometimes security agencies do this to draw attention or to get funding. And they don't talk about it. But more often than not, I've been told by pretty high-level people that there have been chemical plants hit. Some of these explosions you hear about at factories are sabotage. And when there's real sabotage, you end up not seeing it in the news. There are terror attacks that they sweep under the rug. When there's a big scripted one and they've got an agenda ready, you see them with scripting within minutes. They've already got their spin. You know when it's a staged event. But when it's not a staged event, they will sweep it under the rug. And in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, the communists bombed hundreds of libraries and government buildings and police stations and killed people and blinded them and blew them and their families up in cars. It's kind of a Black Lives Matter thing, but it was communists, the folks that put Obama in. They're really Ford Foundation operatives and other type groups, but communism's their cover, the Weathermen and people. And they would hardly report those at the time because they didn't want to give attention to the groups who were trying to form a larger uprising and to get people around the nation to burn their neighborhoods. So they've tried this communist overthrow garbage before. Now, looking at this, I don't know if it's a drill. I don't think it's a Weatherman operation. That was in the 70s and 60s. It fits the MO of a jihadi event, and this area is chopped full of little Islamobergs, little mini al-Qaeda bases. And we've sent Joe Biggs around the country to obviously cover that. We have some of that B-roll we can show for TV viewers. But Joe, tell us where this is, what's happening. Nobody is covering this except local news. And to their credit, Glenn Beck's covering it. So good job, Glenn Beck. That's one thing Glenn Beck's been really right about is the caliphate and the Islamic invasion and Obama, you know, financing all this and all that. I mean, I heard that stuff like 8, 9 years ago and couldn't believe it when he was running. But, I mean, now it's really true. In fact, Joe, before you get to this latest story, let me ask you, as a combat vet of Afghanistan and Iraq, and somebody that's been working here for 2-3 years, and somebody that was doing journalism before that and, you know, went to college for it after you got out of the military, what do you think Obama's really doing? Who is he? CIA parents, Ford Foundation connections, but then weird Indonesian, you know, tranny nannies, and then Ford Foundation and all this weird stuff, and then speaking perfect Arabic in Cairo in his first big speech for president. They said it was like an imam was speaking, and then his family in Kenya, at least cousins and people, running operations with the Muslim Brotherhood, and then backing al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now ISIS has got missiles, Stinger missiles. That's in the news. We told people years ago that's coming. I mean, this is crazy. What do you think the end game is here, and who is Obama really, Joe?
Well, I think President Obama is the real-life version of Sergeant Brody from Homeland. I think he is a Muslim infiltrator into our government. He's playing the part right now, but he's secretly doing stuff behind the scenes. A lot of that stuff's come to the forefront thanks to what we've done here at InfoWars and other places.
I have to say, he acts like a Saudi operative. Oh, let's show a video of him bowing to the king of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely interesting to see how We can see all of this stuff. We can see what he's doing. He's arming ISIS. He's backing them up. He's demonizing people who want to say no to Islamist, radicalization, and then demonizing them and then trying to take their rights away. The fact that freedom of speech is being taken away in America, the fact that if you criticize radical Islamization of any kind, then you are going to have your Facebook shut down, your Twitter account.
And that's why I'm doubling down, going up against it. I'm not going to be censored.
I mean, I don't know why someone could get into that position and get past so many people and trick so many people. That's how you know that there's a bigger entity behind all of this, that there's another power behind this wanting this to happen. They want America to be destabilized. They want it to shut down, and they want to usher in this whole new world order. It's crazy to see someone like this come in and completely destroy what America stands
and
for.
And notice, he doesn't bow to British royalty or Japanese royalty, and I don't think he should. He bows, though, to the waste, to the Saudis. The most despicable dirtbag government ever.
And now we have Hillary Clinton. She's at the forefront of the Democrat Party right now, and she dresses what? Like a communist.
She wears literal 1960s-era Mao Zedong wife dresses, the actual same dresses.
He's sending messages.
Yellow, gray, the same dresses, silk, remade. What is the message? I mean, you know, bowing to the Saudis, launching jihad, she's in Mao outfits. I can't even believe what trash these people are.
I mean, I'd be surprised if, you know, Trump comes in and he releases those 28 pages and we see some kind of connection with Obama somehow.
I know you've been on the fence on Trump, and I haven't talked to you since Trump came out and said audit the Fed, investigate 9/11, he'll expose the Bushes, he'll indict Hillary. I mean, I know you're right, yes, I'd say 60-40, you know, 60% for. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Knight's coming over to Trump now? I mean, come on. Give me your honest opinion.
Well, now that he's coming out and said that if he becomes president, he's going to take Hillary Clinton and put her where she needs to be in jail, I'm all about it. Anyone who's going to stand up and go against Hillary Clinton, you've got my vote. I can't stand that woman. She's the most evil person in the world. And anybody who's willing to stand up, especially come in, get that nomination, become president, and put her in jail, I'm all for it.
What do you make of the bizarre laughing and smiling that Obama engaged in slow-mo? It's really scary. And we're trying to isolate and turn up what the congresspeople, this is a Congress meeting, are saying. But it sounds like they're just having a celebration about Scalia's death. Very sick.
I mean, like we said, we've after investigation, you can see that there's something behind this. It looks like that something has been planned. This isn't just a natural cause. You know, you've got a man, John Poindexter, who's a donor to the Obama administration. He's been awarded by him. This guy gets flown out there. He doesn't have his Secret Service, his security team, so to say.
Federal marshals.
You know, federal marshals or whatever. He doesn't have that. He's flown in this area.
There's no autopsy.
There's no autopsy.
Pillow over his head.
They flush his remains. His fluids down the drain in El Paso. That stuff's ridiculous. So we should question that. And then when President Obama comes out and says something about it and laughs, that's like a spit in our face.
Just like the pillow on the head. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why more people aren't upset and how so many people can back this man when he is blatantly coming out and showing that he has complete and total disregard for human life. This is the same guy who won the Pulitzer Prize right after droning tons of people. I mean,
I think they did give him a book award. I think it was a Nobel Prize. But
oh, yeah,
I agree.
That's what I mean, Nobel
we should
Prize,
give
yeah.
him. Hey, we're Nobel Prize free. I make mistakes too. That's the great part about it. I think we should give him a Nobel Prize for every village he innocently bombs. That's the other thing. They bomb the villages. It's come out to stir up the jihadis to get more recruits.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's a tactic.
That's how sophisticated these globalists are.
That's a tactic. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like a reverse false flag against us. Now tell us about this latest event.
All right, so right now there's a Kanawha County. That's in West Virginia. Now, let's go back before what you said earlier, that there was an explosion that went off in Kanawha. Now, ISIS in West Virginia, America's Fusion Centers, report ISIS investigation ongoing in the Mountain State. This is from September 16, 2014 in the Inquisitor, where they're talking about people investigating these Mubarak al-Jilani networks like we saw with Islamberg in New York and all that. Now you have in Kanawha County an IED device detonated in Hansford. Now, no one's talking about this.
It's on the side of the road.
Yeah, on the side of the road. That is a typical spot for an IED.
Haven't you had the opportunity to enjoy these things twice yourself?
I've enjoyed those more than twice. Those are not fun events to be part of. I mean, it is horrible. Now, the thing about
the ones you were driving to were huge, though, right?
Oh, yeah, they were giant. Enough to lift an ASV about 15 feet up in the air, blowing all the wheels off, hitting the ground on the V, and then flipping around. Yeah, not fun.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about this for one more segment. And then, callers, I'm going to you. Terry and Tommy and Mike and Libby and Rob, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you. And we got tons of news, but first calls after Biggs leaves us. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. And then, the fourth hour today is going to be hosted by David Knight. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hand. whole world right now. Your phone calls in the next segment, and then I've got to get to all this other news, but some of it we can cover tying into this potential terrorist event that Joe Biggs is breaking down for the InfoWars.com viewers and listeners and radio listeners out across the country. But that ties into Saudi's foreign minister calls for arming Syrian jihadists with anti-aircraft missiles to shoot down Russian airplanes. What do you think Benghazi was? I mean, that's on record. So this whole civil war is escalating, and they've got sleeper cells now. They admit all over the U.S. and Europe. They activate them. They start attacking. And the government will take our rights, Biggs, and put checkpoints up for us. I mean, they've really got this all figured out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So the local KCHS-TV in that Kanawha County in West Virginia is reporting that the IED went off. The local bomb squads went out. They reviewed over the situation, said it's an IED, and police are not making any comments on the situation at this time. But here's the thing. You go back, you look at the history of these cells. There have been cells spotted. There are people looking into it, doing investigations to ISIS sleeper cells in that area. So this could be a trial run. They use something like this. They use a smaller detonation, something that's not going to cause a lot of harm, to see how these ambulances, fire department, bomb squads will come into that
area. So they can shoot them up.
No, well, what they do is they want to see how they set up a
board off that area. They got more bombs, and they plant them right where they're going to put.
That's the worst, yes. So in combat, you put
like a weaker device.
My cousin
was telling me exactly like they come to one event, and they know where the helicopters would land and then blow those up.
Yep. It's called a secondary device. Your secondary device is usually your most dangerous ones to worry about. So they'll have something smaller to bring in everyone. And they'll use, something like this right now to measure. They'll sit back far off, take notes, kind of write up a little grid on a piece of paper.
Oh, that's why you're so concerned. I wasn't thinking about that.
So what I'm thinking is this could be a trial run. They do this to see how it's going to happen. And they use that to see how these guys in the area will respond. The next time it could be something bad because we know that there is ISIS in that area. It's already been reported before. That's what I'm worried about, is another small device going off, and they bring in these people, and then this time they'll actually be secondary devices. Because you have to understand, a lot of these bomb squad units might not have served overseas in combat and had to work necessarily with these secondary devices and had to really combat or go up against these Islamist extremists who work in theater over in Iraq and Afghanistan, who use those kind of tactics. So that's where my concern is, the fact that this could be real, and the fact that this could be a real situation.
Well, my cousin told me about a story. He was there, and he was supporting a bunch of SF people, and this five-year-old kid had been burned with gasoline, and they were going out there, and they said, wait a minute, hold back, wait a minute. And then it turned out when they got there, the dad was there with a bunch of bombs, but they were able to get him and have him not detonate, and then try to save the kid, but he burned his own son just to lure them in.
Yeah. I mean, look at
it. Not normally for torture, but that guy didn't end up, he didn't end up surviving. I'll leave it at that.
I mean, look in Baghdad, when they were going into the palaces and stuff, going after Saddam, they saw that his guys saw that Saddam had all these pictures and posters up on the walls, and the soldiers were going in and ripping them off the ground. So a lot of these guys found out that this was going, so they started putting explosives behind the pictures, and when soldiers would go in and rip that stuff off, it would blow them up. So it's another tactic they use. They want to see what people do. They want to see how you're going to respond. And then the next time, it's harder. And
that's like in the Pacific in World War II. They'd leave a samurai sword out, but when you pulled it out, it had a cord going to the ground with explosives.
World War II, they would shoot someone, a sniper would shoot somebody in the knee, wound the guy. What would happen? Your medic team would come out. Then the sniper would get those guys, and then more guys would go, and more guys would go, and they would get shot and shot and shot. That's what I'm worried about. And the fact that this could be real, this could blow the lid on Obama's whole
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that, because you're like, this is important, this could be real. And I'm
like,
okay. But now I get it. The headline, you should do a special report on this, where I'm out here interrupting, because you're the expert on this, laying out, could this be a setup for a larger event, for a secondary advice device? Explain that to everybody, in a focused way, because that makes a lot of sense. And the fact that they're not making a bigger deal out of it really makes me wonder.
Yeah, that's what I'm most worried about, is the fact that they might have some intel that could kind of go in. They're going to take this information, run it up the train, and, the White House, they'd be coming back and send them letters going, hey, man, you might not want to say anything about this. Keep this on the hush-hush, because we've already got a lot of people upset about the borders being open, the fact that, Americans are being harassed by the TSA. Meanwhile, these guys get to come in, they get to vote, they get driver's license, they can go through checkpoints, they don't get harassed.
Well, that's my question. How is Obama bringing these people in going to get away with more San Bernardinos and more major Hassan events, which they didn't call terror either? How are they going to get away where they take our rights, but they're flying plane loads of illegals in every day, not even checking their passport? I mean, people say, be nice to the illegals. Okay, then don't check mine then.
Yeah.
I don't want to be treated like this when I'm a citizen. I'm tired of being discriminated against, Joe.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, it just shows the whole thing's there to take our freedoms. And whether he's doing it, you know, because he is a jihadi or because he's part of some master plan, doesn't matter. Obama is a jihadi collaborator against this country, and so is the Democratic Party. And I just can't believe they're that big a sacks of crap. But they don't even want wealth and power, folks. They want to destroy America and destroy Christians. They are satanic. It's a takeover. They want to hurt us. They are enemies. They hate us. We'll be back.
We're
Thank
on the
Joe.
March. The empire's on the run.
The calls are straight ahead.
Alex Stay Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Richard Reeves is popping in because today's the big day. Nevada, the Republican caucus, not primary. And then we accelerate towards Super Tuesday, March 1st. That is only 8 days away. A big deal. But first, I'm going to go to your calls. Terry has been holding patiently, Tommy, and Mike and a few others. But then I've got to get to this other news. Folks, it's incredible. I haven't played the video yet. It's on InfoWars.com of MSNBC cutting over the town hall, which they hadn't been doing during the town hall, when Bernie Sanders started talking about TPP and a globalist takeover of America. And then we've got Hillary coming out now. This is coming up. If I don't get to it this hour, David Knight will. Hillary says sexist NASA destroyed her astronaut aspirations. Folks, one in a million at the start of the astronaut program could do this. I looked it up. Her eyesight wasn't good enough. And you didn't send women back then to something where you blew up on rockets a third of the time or died. Because people couldn't stand seeing a woman die. Just like men can't have babies. Well, men don't like to send women to die. And I would just love to. I mean, there are women that can be great astronauts. There are women that are up there in that top 0.1%. But Hillary ain't it. So talk about playing the sexist card. That waddling creature. I looked at her when she, a little goggle-eyed, chicken-necked hippie. Let's pull up Hillary Clinton in college. I mean, you talk about she looks like she couldn't carry a sack of groceries up a flight of stairs. These are scales of things, folks. Like, they have superhuman people that are in more elite special forces units that actually have, like, double chromosomes and stuff. The Olympics is unable to ban it, but a lot of folks have that. It doesn't matter if I've been in fights where I've taken on 200-plus pound guys that know how to fight and I got mad enough that I was able to beat them. You get in fights with people that have extra chromosomes and stuff, you can't beat them. And it's the same thing with astronauts. The level they're screened at, they're basically superhuman. They're the best of the best of the best of the best. They were combat vets, basically all of them, from World War II and Korea. And they had the highest IQs and the most stamina and could sit there while air was going out of the capsule and they're going to die in 10 minutes and not panic. And then let's look at a picture of Hillary Clinton. She wants to be a Superman. Lady, you're nothing, okay? I couldn't be an astronaut. You sure can't be one. Get it, honey? I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. And I can't have a baby either, lady. Things just aren't fair. I'm going to take a few of these calls, go to Richard, and then back to your calls. But, Terry, thanks for holding over. Go ahead and make your point.
Well, here's my point. Boy, I really getting ticked off here listening to all this stuff. You know, we know exactly what Obama is. He's the head terrorist, okay? And that's a fact. We're a bunch of spiritual people, Alex, and you know this in flesh bodies, okay? And we have had our eyes and ears open by God himself. We understand this plan. These people that you talk about Scalia, within seconds of Scalia's death, spiritually, intuitively, we knew he was murdered.
I called my crew here on Saturday and said something big's about to happen in the morning. I said, I don't know what it is. I was freaking out the whole day. God bless you, brother. Great point. Tommy in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones.
Welcome.
I'm calling in to let you know I will be voting for Donald Trump. I was a little skeptical of him at first, but he has really helped me in my personal life as far as since 9/11 I've been awake, and people have looked at me like I'm crazy because of the political views I have.
Did that seal your deal when Trump said there's 28 pages and we attacked the wrong country and the Bush has covered it up? That shows the boldness of that guy.
I love him to death because he has people, their whole perspective is starting to change. I'm watching it happen in front of me, and it's amazing. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Because people would not listen to anything about corrupt government. They just didn't want to hear it. You know, this automatic conspiracy theory.
The cognitive dissonance is over. Matt Drudge, Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and others, the people, helped break it. And now the confidence in the system is gone, and the criminals are in deep trouble. Now the $64 trillion question is, what are they going to pull next? What are these billion-dollar babies like Hillary going to do?
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to call you about, is Donald Trump is going in and exposing this corruption. Now, the people who sit at the top of all this one world order business, whatever you want to call them, let this play out while he exposes the corruption. And the corruption goes so deep in this country. The death of Scully proves that. I mean, all the way down to little town America, and there's just a total cover-up from the get-go. So that's your... For anybody paying attention, is your proof that this country is, the corruption goes off the charts.
That's right. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Now, we're going to Richard Reeves here in just a moment. I'm going to take one more call because he's been holding so long. Let's go to Libby in FEMA Region 3. Libby, and then I'll go back to Glenn and Mike and others. Libby, what former state of the U.S. Republic are you in?
Very scary. Just two words, very scary.
Yes, what former state are you in?
Excuse me?
What former state of the United States of America are you residing in?
Well, we're in FEMA Region 3, and we're way too close to...
Now, understand, what former state are you in?
We're in Maryland.
All right, Maryland. You're right next to the District of Criminals there. And I point out that we're in FEMA regions because, folks, we really are under international martial law. We now have U.S. senators admitting it, Congressman Senator Murphy. I'm about to go to Richard there in just a second, ma'am. What is your main point on all of this today with Scalia?
I think that when you watch the video, as soon as he begins to tell about that he has an agenda that he's got to complete and that he's got to serve his masters, essentially, that you can see the smile on his face as the words escape his lips. There's really no question about the level of evil that we're dealing with. And I want to say very quickly, because I know you're pressed for time, God bless you and your crew for what you do. You glorify God every day.
Oh, you're a sweetheart, man. Please don't break down and cry. You're a sweetheart.
I'm grateful for an opportunity to speak to you, and I have to tell you that there are so many people that are not awake yet. And, some of us live in fear for our children, for our family, for our way of life. We're literally depending on every word that you give us to give us hope. Every day is warfare. Every day for a man on the face of the earth is warfare. Job 7:1.
Ma'am, I hear you. And look, evil wants to take over to run our lives for control because it craves it. And you're right to be concerned. You're right to have tears in your eyes because what's happening is epic. The evil, the selling of baby parts, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, all of it is epic. I really appreciate you joining us, ma'am. We've only got about 30 seconds left. Was there anything else you wanted to add? Because you said you were calling in about Scalia.
Well, like I said, I think it's very obvious when you watch the clip from the conference that there's no question that he is mocking. And there was no question. The minute I heard that Scalia had died, I knew in my heart of hearts that he'd been murdered. And I'm very, very frightened for our military. I think that I understand that most of them are awake at this point, and they know what's happening. But I think it's phenomenally unconscionable to expect our military to turn against their friends, their families, their brothers in arms when all of this goes down.
Well, this is a nasty totalitarian takeover, and I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. Really great points. Now, I'll get to Rob, and I'll get to Mike, and I'll get to Glenn. That'll be it for calls. I think David Nice can take some calls as well, but I'm going to take those three calls after Richard leaves us, and I'm going to get into some of the news we've mentioned but not covered in detail yet. Richard Reeves is in Nevada for the caucus that happens today. And they're saying Trump is neck and neck with Rubio and all the rest of this. I mean, I'm watching different channels, and there is literal worship of Rubio and this talking point that if you go with Trump, as soon as he gets the nomination, the media is going to destroy him. They've already tried to destroy him. Richard, I specifically want you to speak to that point, what the numbers are you're seeing on the ground there and other observations. Then I want to ask you about Scalia and have you seen the footage of Obama at a congressional press conference with members of Congress making fun and you know, a big joke and having a devilish smile on his face when he laughs about Scalia?
Well, Alex, we are here in Las Vegas at the beautiful Trump International Hotel. If you come visit Las Vegas, I highly recommend you stay here. It's beautiful. Now, about those numbers, about what you're asking about Trump versus Rubio versus the media, etc. Yes, the media is not waiting for Donald Trump to be nominated. The media is going on full-on attack against Donald Trump yesterday, last week, last month, last year. They're on full onslaught attack. Do not expect that to let up anytime soon. In the meantime, watch for Donald Trump to keep fighting. Yesterday, we were able to attend a taping with Sean Hannity, which, by the way, Sean Hannity is doing the best job on Fox. He is the closest one to our point of view. And, in fact, I heard him say during a break that his show was number one 3 nights last week, so more power to Sean Hannity doing a great job.
I was about to say, because the words come out from Murdoch, and it's come out in the Roger Ailes emails, destroy Trump. Destroy him. And so he's bucking. I mean, his job is probably in danger just because he's not attacking Trump. I mean, the talking points on Fox are sickening. Why does Fox think they can get away? I mean, I know Rupert Murdoch wants Hillary to get in, but do you think Fox viewers are going to put up with this?
No, they're not going to put up with it. They're going to make Sean Hannity number one as long as he keeps doing the job that he's doing, as long as he keeps being a constitutionalist and a patriot. So more power to Sean Hannity doing a fantastic job. And, you know, the Megyn Kellys, the Bill O'Reillys, they're going to go down. So Fox is in a rock and hard spot because I think if they do fire Sean Hannity, it'd be the biggest mistake Fox ever made. I think the audience would absolutely have a conniption fit. Now, earlier you had that liner talking about Obama's transparent administration. Yes, he has got the most transparent administration when it comes to being unconstitutional. He's got the most transparent administration when it comes to being jihadi. There's no doubt about that. So I tell you what, the issue about, I didn't get to see the clip where Obama's making that joke, but I heard you playing it earlier. Absolutely disgusting. I don't think America, that's why he's got no chance of putting in a new justice on the Supreme Court, because he's damaged his relationship with the 100 members of the U.S. Congress so badly, the U.S. Senate, so badly that, yeah, okay, he could probably put up Judge Napolitano. That might be the one guy, Judge Andrew Napolitano, that the Senate would go ahead and accept. And anybody else, it's like, forget it. You know, so, yes, it's just, you know, we got war upon war upon war. We got the Obama administration fighting against Trump. We got Hillary fighting against Trump, the media. It's like I said yesterday, Trump is like King Kong on the Empire State Building, and he's got multiple planes coming at him from the New World Order.
Look, he's come out and said audit the Fed. He's come out and said 28 pages, 9/11. He's come out and said he'd indict Hillary if elected. He is really punching the dragon in the nose, you know, like he's literally Prince George or something taking on the dragon or whoever he was in mythology. I mean, this is getting insane. Now, what are you seeing on the ground? What are the other key points with the caucuses coming up? What are the real numbers looking like? What do you expect Trump to do, Richard? You called it last time.
I expect Donald Trump to have a huge victory. He had 7,000 or 8,000 people. It was the biggest political gathering in Nevada history. Biggest political gathering in Nevada history last night down here in southern Las Vegas. Marco Rubio, I think, is going to be third. Marco Rubio is evidently expecting a pretty bad result today because he did an event here in Las Vegas this morning, but immediately he could not leave the venue fast enough. We tried to ask him about his political correctness attitude and character. He blasted out of that venue like a scalded cat on his way to Minnesota for an event this afternoon and ultimately to Michigan this evening. And let me unveil right now. Let me switch topics real quick and unveil Donald Trump's secret weapon that really hasn't been talked about yet. We've touched upon it here on the campaign trail. But here's a secret weapon, Alex. This is a quote from the richest man in Babylon from the Forward. One sentence. Our prosperity as a nation depends on the personal financial prosperity of each of us as individuals. That's Donald Trump's secret weapon, because not only is he going to be the greatest jobs president ever, he's going to be the greatest small businessman's friend. He's going to be the greatest middle-sized businessman's friend. He is going to put
on. And this is fundamental. Let me just stop you for a minute, because, you know, we're breaking down things here. It's not that Trump's perfect, but it's fundamental. He wants prosperity. He likes wealth. He likes people doing well. He gets a rising tide, raises all ships, to quote JFK, or Henry Ford, wanting to pay his people enough to buy his cars and other appliances. The globalist, the UN crowd, openly want us poor. They openly don't want us to have cars or air conditioning. They openly want us to be peasants. And so it's fundamental. He is a nationalist who is for wealth and for a wealthy nation. And that's what's happening. So because they're saying the polls are neck and neck. You're saying you're on the ground. I agree that I think Trump's going to be the real winner. Here's the problem. They admit, even in mainstream news, that Nevada has some of the worst Republican hanky-panky, even worse than Iowa with the Democrats, even worse, not just the last election, but the election before that, where there was clear fraud going on. So what are we doing to watch that, Richard?
Alex, potentially that is the case. But fortunately, it's the info warriors, it's you and so many other patriots that have worked for years to get us to this moment. In 2008, yes, the establishment was able to pull all kinds of hanky-panky here in the Nevada caucuses against the patriots. But they came back in 2012. They did a little bit better. They still had hanky-panky. But I think now those numbers of patriots are going to be coming out and caucusing for Trump are going to be so overwhelming that the establishment powers are going to, they're just not going to have the numbers necessary to pull off the hanky-panky. So I don't think that's going to be a factor. I think we're going to see Donald Trump have a big victory tonight. Ted Cruz will be number two. Marco Rubio, despite all the establishment forces rallying their horses, I mean, they've got the governor, Sandoval, here in Nevada, has endorsed them. So, you know what? Thank you very much, New World Order. Thank you very much, Establishment GOP, because you're creating the list. Every endorsement that Marco Rubio gets, that's the people that we need to vote against.
Absolutely. And there's also a Kit Daniels article on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that the new big poll out, scientific poll, most of the Jeb Bush supporters are going over to Trump now. So
yeah, and that is excellent news. And I'll tell you what, talking about other candidates, talking about people coming in, we met a guy last night, Alex, Eddie Hamilton. Eddie Hamilton running for the U.S. Senate here in Nevada as a Republican, Donald Trumpian. He's a Trumpian 100% through and through. Alex, I tell you what, I can't wait to see 5 to 10 new U.S. senators that are patriots. I can't wait to see that. To me, that's the most exciting. You know, Donald
we need
Trump,
a party that's against exciting. Political correctness, that's pro-family, pro-male, pro-freedom, pro-wealth, and bring back humanity. I mean, it's not being intimidated by these sickening social engineers that rolled TV out in the 40s and 50s, were able to capture the public, brainwash them, screw them up, sabotage society. The return of humanity is here, led by men and women as well. Richard Reeves will be watching on the nightly news tonight as we have special coverage of all of this, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Alex.
We're going to come back, and I'm just going to go to calls because I said I would, and then I'm going to hit some news as well. There's so much of it. The Stinger missile stuff in the hands of Al-Qaeda is really one of the biggest ones. And then I told you about this years ago. They had a bunch of mainstream media articles making fun of me about it. But here it is in AFP. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Internet by light promises to leave Wi-Fi eating dust. But there's a dark side.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Look at these headlines. Brazil plans to zap mosquitoes with radiation to halt spread of Zika. Health and Human Services says that immigrants with HIV, STDs, you name it, are welcome in the U.S. Ellis Island check for diseases. It's just anything they can to bankrupt and bring down the country. This is military attack. Now, remember last week, a big Israeli study came out. There's a bunch of others showing that modern lighting particularly is linked to breast cancer, obesity, mental problems. It manipulates chemicals in the brain. And I remember reading 15, 16 years ago, talking to Dr. Nick Begich and others about patents for information over power lines, but also through the lights, where data is transferred over power lines. This is old technology. And then through lights with the flicker rate that's picked up by your computer, your iPhone, whatever. They also said, an Associated Press article also said, we're testing it in Minnesota, and we also can calm the police officers if we want with a flicker rate so fast they can't even see it consciously. See, they just hide, total mind control in plain view. And they had a bunch of news articles over the years going, he's insane, he claims that there's data over your light bulbs and that they can control your mind. Yeah, like the Pokemon TV show made tens of thousands of kids have convulsions. That was a test. Well, here it is. AFP, French news agency. They'll probably have a White House-run publication come out tomorrow and say I'm insane. They won't show where I showed this. They'll just say it doesn't exist. Just like, you know, there's no tyranny either. Internet by light promises to leave Wi-Fi eating dust. And it says connecting your smartphone to the web with just a lamp. That's the promise of Light FI, featuring internet access 100 times faster than Wi-Fi with revolutionary wireless technology. And it just promotes the World Mobile Congress meeting and how this is the future being held in Barcelona. Now, that means even though when you turn your computer off, this can then give covert orders to it and turn it on. Just like I told you more than a decade ago that most computers have capacitors in the chips where they can, even if your computer isn't hooked into the internet, they can passively turn your computer on with that chip or put information on the chip that when it turns on with a Trojan to control your computer. They're building the control grid into everything and then making you pay for it in the cost of the cars and appliances and products you get. So there's a reason there's a worldwide UN mandate for these light bulbs. The old-fashioned light bulbs it doesn't work with. It's only the modern ones. And that's both the fluorescent and the LED. I got to center these torturous things all day long. I tell you, that's the one part about the TV I don't like. I loved it when it was a dark radio room. It was such better radio. But TV adds a whole other dimension, helps us reach billions more in the aggregate. So I'm doing it. They're being interrogated for 4 hours every day, 3 hours every day. Briefly, InfoWars Insider, InfoWars.com/newsletter to get special deals, books, videos. Newsletter is just chock full of key intel. InfoWars.com/newsletter. It's absolutely free. Also, the all-new InfoWars Life Joint Formula is here. The all-new InfoWars Life Joint Formula, the latest edition, InfoWarsLife.com, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our joint formula was specifically designed to support the body's natural joint health and function by our leading team of chemists. I've had joint issues for years from working out and hunching over the microphone for many hours a day. I can really feel the difference after started taking joint formula 2 months before it officially came out. Joint formula was created with every routine in mind, from the office to home to hiking to weightlifting. This is a new first run. Our supply is very limited. Feel the difference now and try a bottle of joint formula at InfoWarsLife.com. And it would cost $50 to $60 for something comparable when this is $29.95 because it has 9 known ingredients that are good for your joints and really more than that. That are organic and concentrated and very strong. You have to buy, you know, 9 different bottles to get this. We just fuse everything together. Just like Knockout is 10 different things known to make you have restful, healthy, deep sleep. So whether it's Knockout, joint formula, or Liver Shield that's back in stock, your purchases fund the operation. But more importantly, these are game changers. Read the rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm back in 70 seconds to take a few final calls. Then I hand the baton to David Knight, who's got a lot lined up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.